And if you have to purchase something from a shop, they prefer going to a shop which was owned by a person sporting a beard and wearing a cap. Ah, they will not cheat us. They will weigh the material correctly. The label had the respect. But nowadays, if you're wearing a cap and sporting a beard, oh, you're coming from Bhindi Bazaar, from Dongri. Ah, this person may be a gunda, you know. He may be a hooligan. It's a shame that we Muslims, we are to blame. We have spoiled the respect of our label. And it is true that there are some Muslims who misuse this label and they try and show that they're macho, you know. Oh, we are brave. Wearing a cap and sporting a beard, miyabai. Want to dadagiri, want to go around and show that we are macho. There are a few of us who have spoiled the name. Therefore, many Muslims say that, see, I don't want to wear a cap and sport a beard, otherwise he'll think that I'm a gunda, I'm a hooligan. Therefore, I don't want to wear the cap or the beard. You know, people argue. So I tell them, because of a mistake of few of the Muslim brothers who have spoiled the labels, why should we ourselves stop respecting the label? Even if I agree with you, for sake of argument, that every person wearing a cap and sporting a beard is not a good person, for sake of argument, what I tell our Muslim brothers, at least you be the first person who starts wearing a cap and sporting a beard and say, I don't know about the other people, at least I am a Muslim who wears the label, has a cap, sports a beard, and am a good Muslim. I am a good human being. I don't cheat. I don't tell lies. I don't bribe. I'm a good Muslim. You at least be the first person to initiate. Tomorrow there'll be 10 people, there'll be 100 people, there'll be 1,000 people, and inshallah, once again, the respect for the label, the cap and the beard will be restored. We cannot give this argument, oh, you know, because, you know, if we wear the label, people think that we are bad, we are hooligans. We have to change the society. We have to bring back the respect which our label has lost. And there are many Muslims who are apologetic, who are afraid to identify themselves as Muslims. You know why? That if they wear the label, wear a cap and sport the beard, the people may ask the question, ah, you are the same Muslim who's allowed to marry more than one wife. Ah, oh, you are the same Muslim who is circumcised. Ah, the same Muslim who does not have alcohol, who keeps the woman in the veil, who subjugates the woman. So they're afraid to identify themselves as Muslims. I'm asking a question. That if the area is notorious, an area which is notorious, there are gangsters living in that area, a normal human being will be a bit afraid to go in that area. But suppose if you have a machine gun, and if you know how to operate that machine gun, will you get scared? Will you ever get scared to go in an area which is controlled by gangsters? No. You have the stun gun with you, you have the machine gun, you know how to use it. Similarly, if every Muslim knows the reply to the common question asked by non-Muslims, no Muslim will ever be shy or afraid to identify himself as a Muslim. The reason we are afraid to identify ourselves as Muslims, because we cannot answer the question which is posed by the non-Muslims. And for this, alhamdulillah, I have prepared a booklet. The replies to the most common question asked by non-Muslims. And there are about 20 common questions which a non-Muslim poses about Islam to a Muslim. And the answer to these questions have been given in that booklet, which will inshallah be printed. If every Muslim masters the reply to these questions, he will never ever feel apologetic to face the non-Muslim. He'll be proud. Alhamdulillah, if I have to go out not wearing a cap, it is like a fish out of water. Without the label, it's like a fish out of water. Alhamdulillah, this cap, it does wonders. It helps me to do my job. It helps me to remain on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, on the Haqq. Because I identify myself as Muslims and I agree that I am a person who follows the religion of Haqq, Dinul Haqq.